This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. He cast one of the key votes to pass the health care bill. Now it's time for Congressman Bart Stupak to face his constituents. Some see the anti-abortion Democrat as suddenly vulnerable in what has always been a safe district for Stupak in northern Michigan. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Upper Peninsula, or UP, is a vast, rugged, and sparsely populated place, and the people here, Upers, as they call themselves, are kind of a different breed, with a unique favorite food.
It's called a pasty.
Brian Harsh is the owner of Gene K's Pasties in Marquette, Michigan.
It's a combination of meat, potatoes, onions, and we put rutabagas in ours.
Harsh says the cubed meat and vegetables are baked raw into a pie crust that's folded over. Popularized well over a century ago by the UP's copper and iron ore miners, the pasty is a meal that's long been a staple of UP living. Another staple here for 18 years now is the UP's representative in Congress, socially conservative Democrat Bart Stupak. And some voters here say he did the right thing by both holding out against federal funding for abortions in the health care bill and ultimately voting for it. On her way into Gary's Quality Foods in the small town of Stevenson, Juanita DeLaurel says she supports Stupak.
I'm against abortion, so yeah, I do feel like it was the right stand. But I do think we need health care in this country. Better health care than what we have.
Even some who oppose the bill say they appreciate Stupak getting the president's executive order on abortion funding. After dinner at Schlegel's Bayview Restaurant in Stupak's hometown of Menominee, high school teacher Tom Baraboo says he likes that Stupak challenged his own party.
He held the line pretty steady and pretty tough and said, you know, we're not budging on this without that being signed in. So I give him a lot of credit for that. He put up with a lot of flack.
But others in the district accuse Stupak of selling out.
I do not agree with what Stupak did.
In her tidy hair salon called the Hair Zone in Stevenson, owner Jane Strahl says she wishes Stupak would have stuck to his guns.
I just don't understand what changes your mind at the last minute.
Strahl and many others in the district say for the first time in a long time they'll consider voting for someone other than Stupak. Republican Dan Benishek is one of those hoping to be that someone.
I think he's betrayed the district.
Benishek is a surgeon from Crystal Falls who's never run for office before.
I don't believe he represents the UP very well. He votes very far left on most of the issues. The two issues that hold him to the constituents have been his support of the Second Amendment and his pro-life stance. And now he bailed on the pro-life stance.
Benishek says he's been overwhelmed with interest in his campaign from around the country, raising more than $50,000 unsolicited in the first 48 hours after Stupak's vote. And Stupak faces opposition from the left, too. Connie Saltonstall, a former county commissioner from the lower Michigan part of the district, is running against Stupak in the August Democratic primary. She says she's raised about $80,000 because of Stupak's anti-abortion stand and has the endorsements of NARAL, Planned Parenthood, and NOW. Meantime, Michigan Right to Life and other anti-abortion groups are pulling their endorsements of Stupak. But not everyone sees Stupak as suddenly vulnerable.
I don't believe in my heart of hearts that this vote was all that risky for him. I really don't.
Bud Sargent is the managing editor of the Mining Journal in Marquette, Michigan, and has covered politics in the UP for almost 30 years. Though he doubts Stupak can lose, Sargent adds he may be facing his toughest re-election campaign yet. David Shaper, NPR News in Menominee, Michigan.